Hi everybody, this is Dr. Sudhir Mohandas from iFirst International. I'm the co-founder and managing director. Welcome to the program. I have with me today Catherine and Glenn. Welcome.
Thank you.
Both of them actually are doing wonderful work for Oak Tree Resources.
That would be correct.
Yes. And I understand that as I understand also, they're doing a lot of work with children of different disability needs. Am I correct?
Different learning needs.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yes. And they've set this up quite a while, and they are now in the midst of thinking of whether they should actually move into an NGO. And they also have all the challenges of what everybody wants to do in terms of their own passion. Today, I'd like to hear from them about what exactly is going on in their lives in Scotland. Where is this place again?
Actually, Jalan Lahat, off Scotland Road in Penang.
There we are. All right. So, as we know it, so let's hear from them. So, my first question to both of you is, maybe you'd like to share, how did it all start?
I think it all started because of our own daughter, you know, who has Down syndrome. And through the past couple years of journey with her, the challenges that we faced with her in terms of finding her the right school and getting her accepted into any school for that matter, it was with great challenges to get her the acceptance into this school. Now, despite trying very hard to find her a good school, which we managed to eventually, we managed to get her into supposedly quite a good international school who proclaimed to be inclusive in their approach, we find that the reality remains that she is very much a solo player, you know, in school. She doesn't have friends, and in fact, she's got a lot of... I wouldn't even go to the extent of using such a strong word as abuse, but basically she's just been singled out, yeah? And over time she became withdrawn, and we saw that she was losing her confidence, you know, her self-esteem, and it was a drag towards the end for her to go to school. So, and we had to force it. We had to drag her out of bed just for her to go to school, right? Eventually, it became such a torment, I think, for all of us, herself included, that I decided that a mom would know best.
But you know, what is interesting, what you just said, Catherine, is that many parents go through this if they have children who are in need of such...
That would be correct.
But what made you and Glenn decide that we have to take the path of doing something about it?
I guess for me, it is more about something longer term. I wanted to leave behind a legacy. I wanted to build something of our own, something that we can leave behind for her to manage. Yeah, and we do believe she has the capability to do so, with the support of an adult for that matter. Yeah. So it's that thought in mind, and also apart from that, we also have the intention of reaching out to other families who are in the same boat, and hopefully through our initiative, we can bring on board more families who have such need and support them in whatever way we could. Yeah.
So what are the challenges that you've been going through over the last couple of years? Revenue is one.
With the center, yes, revenue is the main thing. And that is what prompted us to start thinking about going down the path of, you know, converting the center to be an NGO so that it reflects better our intention, yeah, and the purpose of, you know, of the center more accurately. The other challenges, of course, also finding people who are like-minded, teachers who are passionate about these children rather than looking at it as just a job. I think it will make a whole world of difference in their approach. Yeah, those who are there for a job will not have the kind of love that we are looking for these children, and hence their approach will also be very different. So finding teachers who are passionate is the other challenge, major challenge that we have. But we've been very lucky that I've been able to get good teachers on board so far.
Is it you've been lucky, or just the timing is right?
Timing is right.
I don't know. If you did this 10 years ago or 15 years ago,
yeah,
would you be so lucky?
Probably not. Probably not, because of the level of education that we have these days, the accessibility of good education properly. Yeah.
You know, you talk about the challenges and whether the timing is right. So just to add to what Kat is saying, right? One of the big challenges we also see, other than finding the right teachers and the funding that you talk about, Sudip, is the parents themselves. Okay, the acceptance of parents themselves of their kids, and we've seen also the acceptance by parents and acceptance by society, right? Whether or not society has accepted these kids, whether or not society knows what these kids are all about, okay. And if you ask me, I think that's one of the bigger challenges. Not even the money, not even the finding the right teachers and stuff. Why? Because it is that acceptance that was what triggered us to go start up our own school, because they were not accepted. These kids are not accepted, right?
So,
you know, I know this from my own experience. I have a younger brother who's also was never accepted in school, but my mom at that time couldn't find any place, or there was no one to help. You've set yours in Penang, right?
Yeah.
Is there a similar setup in KL or whatever, or any
there
other
are.
Club there?
I think there are. I guess there are many people out there. So you talk about timing, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like you look at it at this point in time. I think we are aware of it, or at least we have journeyed and we are aware of it. So we're trying to do something about acceptance, right? We've spoken to some friends. It sounds like there are other schools being set up in here in Kuala Lumpur also. I guess one of the other things that's been running through our heads is how do we work with all of these other parties, and how do we network, and how do we help everybody, all the parents who are involved, schools and whatnot, how do we help create the awareness, right, and acceptance among society?
If you want to now, I mean, you obviously have a call to action, right?
Yes.
And what would be your call to action to the people out, our listeners out there, and what do you want them to know and help in trying to make this a better world for such children?
I think to the public, I always maintain my same philosophy that these children are a gift from God, and they don't have many demands. They are very simple children, and all they need from us is faith, hope and love. As simple as that. If we learn how to embrace these children and give them a place in this, in our society, in this world, it will definitely make our world a better place to live in. Yeah, and you find that, you know, you find that these children will benefit a great deal from just us giving them the love, the care and the attention, or I wouldn't say attention, but the support that they need, yeah, through sheer act, a simple act of kindness, a simple act of acceptance, yeah, definitely our children will find a better place in this world.
Okay,
yeah.
So moving forward, how would you see now Oak Tree? Where do you want to see Oak Tree going towards? I assume now that they're very, I can understand that you've now a number of children out there coming forward, and that's tremendous, and you're doing great for a lot of our parents.
We always talk about the vision being, and we use the word enabling village, a place where these kids will be able to come to and learn a trade, where they are surrounded by people who understand them, accept them, people who will support them to go back into society and work, and at night they can come home, and it's a safe place, right? Because we're not going to be around forever.
Yeah. So the our end dream is really to build this enabling village where these kids belong, and they can lead a purposeful life and be independent. Yeah. So that's our end goal, really. So Oak Tree Resource Center is just our first step, okay, towards this dream that we have. Yeah. And that's and this village can be a big dream, yeah, with the support of maybe the community, the society, or in fact the government, perhaps, yeah, if they see the value of this dream, yeah, okay, and how it can support our society, those with different learning needs, yeah.
You know, I talk about acceptance. There's something else I got to say, that if I look at myself, right, if we hadn't had this child, I'd be no different from everybody else. In all honesty, right, we grew up in a, at least I speak for myself here, I grew up in a, I wasn't surrounded by a sibling or a family member or anybody who was a special need person, right? I did have a neighbor who was about the same age as us, who was maybe a little bit slower. But in all honesty, was I involved in his development, or did I do anything about it back then? No, I was not. And I don't think, again, I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I guess that's it. We all just grew up in such an environment, right? So can I blame the society today for not accepting these kids? No, I don't think it's the right thing to do either. And I guess Ken and I always talk about this, that's where we say, all right, we have a child now. It opened our eyes to such a group of people, and that's why you asked us just now about why did we take the step to do it. For whatever we've been through over the last 12-13 years, and we thought we'd try and make a difference. Well, we could, and hopefully what we're doing becomes an eye-opener for not only other parents but also, you know, those around us. And what we hope is that society at large benefits from this, and society at large matures, and society at large accepts these kids, because we believe that when we accept, when we as a society, we grow together, right? So yeah, that's what we're all trying to achieve.
So yeah, that's really interesting. So just as a final words to our listeners out there, how can they actually help? Maybe from a donation, or get in touch, or give a call. Could you share your contacts?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Website, yeah, is oaktree.mine.my. You can go to oaktree.my. Get to know us a little bit better over there. Kat and the facilitators, they're all there.
Yeah, apart from the website, you can also, you know, look at the our postings on our Facebook page. It's also called the Oak Tree Facebook page. I put up a lot of the pictures of what we do at the center over at our Facebook page, or I can also be reached, you know, personally via my mobile, which is 012-321-6995.
Excellent.
Yep. All right.
Thank you very much, Catherine,
right,
and Glenn.
Thanks,
a pleasure
thank
having
you
with
so
us.
Thank you for this session.
Well, this is Dr. Sudhi Mohandas signing off. For those of you interested in further information, please visit www.ifirstinternational.com.